again tell me your name and the date and where we are?
Okay. My name is Lori. I'm the assistant principal at Elementary, and we are located at Duluth, Georgia, 30097. Okay. Today is March 31st, 2003.
Right, and Duluth is a suburb of
Atlanta.
In the state of
Georgia.
Right. Okay, could you tell me a little bit about your family? Just anything you
can. I've been married for 10 years. I have a daughter who's 15 months old. We live in Sandy Springs. My husband works for General Electric for their medical systems division. And I am an assistant principal. My side of the family lives in Sandy Springs as well, and my husband's family lives out in Snellville. We both grew up in Atlanta. I've lived in Atlanta for 32 years, and he's lived here for 33 years, other than when I was an undergrad, when I went to school away from home.
Where'd you go?
Florida State University in Tallahassee, Florida.
It
was some of the best years of my life were spent in college. I knew I wanted to go into education, and I enjoyed the educational field down there and my teaching experiences. And I made an awful lot of lifelong friends from school down there. And it was, like I said, it was the first time that I really spent extended time away from home and away from Atlanta. But I'm a homebody, and so here I am back in Atlanta planning to raise my family here in Atlanta.
One daughter,
Grace.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother's side of the family?
My mother's side of the family is from Illinois. She grew up in Evanston. She has two older brothers. One now lives in Corpus Christi, Texas, and the other one lives in Northbrook, Illinois. My mom's parents were very strict disciplinarians. My grandfather was a CPA, and my grandmother did not work. But very traditional, very family-oriented, very into what is proper in their paradigm of life.
And how old was she when she got married?
My mother was 24.
And how'd she meet her?
They actually met at somebody else's engagement party, in a mutual friend's engagement party.
And so what about your dad's family?
My dad's side of the family, they lived here in Atlanta. Unfortunately, both my dad's parents passed away within 6 months of each other when he was in high school. They both had heart attacks. And my dad, my dad had two older brothers. One was 11 years older and the other one was 14 years older. So some good friends of my dad's grandparents took him in. I mean, he was in college when his parents passed, but they really took him in. And then, of course, his brother that's 11 years older than he was still lived in Atlanta and kind of took him in as well.
So you have some family around
mm-hmm.
here. And what about your husband?
He grew up out in Loganville and Snellville in that area, moved around quite a bit. His parents divorced when he was in high school, and both of them remarried. His sister still lives here. His father actually was a medic in Vietnam, did two tours of Vietnam, two 18-month tours. And right now is suffering from lymphatic carcinoma. He's got like a golf ball-sized tumor on the side of his neck. They've probably given him just, at this point, he probably has 6 to 8 weeks. But they've tried all sorts of radical chemo on him, and it's not touching the tumor. And he and four other patients started this treatment, and he's the only one still living. But the tumor isn't getting any smaller, and they can't do anything. It's too big to, it's inoperable. So we're going through some hard times right now, and
I'm no stranger to that
disease.
It's rough. So what about, does he have a lot of family around here?
His sister lives out in Conyers, and his mom, like I said, lives in Snellville. And his mom's been remarried for a while, I think like 12 years. And his grandmother is still here.
Oh.
So she's really a unique lady.
And your